Sitting at the Primo bus stop along Fredericksburg Road, Amanda Maria Garcia waits for her ride. No matter how hot it gets in the summer, Garcia's gotta take the bus to get to school. In fact, she goes to family events, her parents' house, and the grocery store by bus. She says even if she remembers her reusable bags, then she's got to lug them around from place to place.
I'm not always coming from home, and I can just, you know, kind of haul the things around, you know, haul the bags around.
San Antonio may adopt a ban on plastic bags. A wave of cities are moving in that direction. City council members are talking about a ban of the grocery store type bag, but plastics for the morning paper, dry cleaning, and others would likely remain. On the bus, I met Lori Chancellor, a waitress who's going back to school. She believes a ban would discriminate against her. The reason? She says she's already under the microscope at the restaurant where she works because she's at the mercy of the bus schedule. She can't do last-minute shift changes. And with a ban on bags,
your job's not going to want you bringing a bunch of stuff with you. Their break rooms are not huge. They don't have their own lockers.
District 7 Councilman Chris Medina started the discussion on a ban. I asked him if he thinks the policy would discriminate against people who ride the bus.
No, I don't think so at all. I think there's a way for us to work with folks that utilize public transportation and to ensure that it's not going to be an inconvenience for them to use reusable bags.
He says V is behind a ban, and he says he's optimistic riders will be able to adapt. An Equinox Center study found that people do, and that economies still thrive with the ban. Back at the bus stop, college student Amanda Maria Garcia says giving people reusable bags for free might be one way to make the bag ban a success.
I guess it would just be a challenge to have to figure out how to haul my... I mean, of course, like I said, I have them and I buy them, but I mean, maybe for those that don't have the money to buy the extra bag, you know, the bags, it would just kind of make things complicated.
A group of retailers, policymakers, and others met several months ago to hash out what it would take to turn San Antonio bag-free. They stressed education before anything else. Still, Medina wants to push forward. He's hopeful that no one, no matter who they are, will carry a burden because of this goal. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.